boys. We promised episode 316, I think 22 weeks ago.
What?
And, oh, I talked about 22 weeks ago. Sure. This is fully, definitely recorded back in November when it was the episode for episode 316. It was last episode that only got found now. Yeah.
Yeah, and by the time this comes out, it'll be the 17th of March. But that's okay. Anyway, this is episode 16 of The B Show, which is fortuitous.
Well, it needs to be also episode 316 of the podcast, so...
Yes. So if you're wondering why it went from 315 to 317 and then it took 6 months, you're welcome. Here it is right now. We finally got around to it. So it's a B show, but it's also, we skipped episode 316 to do this. Look, it is what it is, okay? Deal with it. There is two episodes coming, so what are you going to do?
Yeah, 337
or 338? Yeah, it's two episodes. There'll be two episodes out tomorrow by the time you hear this, most likely.
You're welcome.
For the people who are live. Okay. So, someone give us an explainer on what the B-Show is. Does anyone remember the spiel?
I probably do. So, for B-Show, we have a elimination tournament. There's 32 different things in the bracket. For this, usually we do weighting on these to decide the seeding, but this was... all randomized completely. So there's 32 of Stone Cold Steve Austin's best moments over his career that were voted in and a poll thing we put in, or a thread we put in about 6 months ago. And yeah, I grabbed the 32 kind of best ones out of that list, put them into a randomizer, randomized brackets. We're going to go one moment against one moment. Winner goes on, elimination style tournament.
Loser goes home.
Are we doing golden buzzers?
I think this one might be an awkward one for golden buzzers, if I'm being honest.
It is the secret sauce of the show, so we do have to have golden buzzers. So I propose one golden buzzer for the first round, and then one up until the quarterfinals. You have to use it by the quarterfinals.
What is the round structure?
It is 32, so it is
two rounds, well, then
one,
quarter,
two,
semis,
three.
Final. Okay.
Yeah.
Essentially, we both have... Oh, sorry, by the end of the quarterfinals. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, so you have to use it in the first three rounds, essentially.
Cool.
Chat buzzer, same. Chat and buzzer, then golden buzzers. Golden buzzers can be countered by golden buzzers. And the original vote stands if a golden buzzer is golden buzzered. Trust me, it'll all make sense when you hear it, okay? It'll all make sense.
What if there's three golden buzzers?
Well, yeah, that wins.
We will also have ties quite regularly through this because there's four of us here. Yes. So it's going to be thrown to the chat regularly enough, I'd imagine.
Yeah, we try to have five or six usually, but it's four. It was a last-minute thing, so...
I don't know... where this whole thing of me stabbing people in the back comes from.
Because you stab people in the back.
Honestly, you stab
previous B shows. You stab
one person in the back this one time and then you get a reputation for it. Like, honestly, it'd be like shitting in a Tesco bag or a little bag and throwing it in someone's tent. You do it once and then, you know, if a nickname just sticks with you, it's
preposterous.
Yeah.
So a couple of these I'll have to check because they're cut off, obviously, on the bracket here.
If you hover over in the middle, it's going to be time.
I'm on my phone, unfortunately, so that doesn't work. But I can check it on the dock here, so it's all good. Because the videos line up with that, so that's fine. Round one, boys. Are we ready?
I don't know if I'm emotionally ready.
First match in the first round is... Austin's WrestleMania 38 return, the one 2 years ago, which was amazing against Kevin Owens.
Okay.
And the other one then is Austin interviews the crowd. If there's one thing I can't stand, it says Raw off air. Now, there's one I don't know off the top of my head. So we're going to try something here. So bear with me a second. You're going to hear yourselves, boys. So just be conscious of that first. Stupid Discord. Let's see what this is, because it says Raw off air, so let's find out. Don't you dare trip on my damn belt, boy. No, is that coming through? Everyone heard that, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yes.
Okay, sweet. Cool.
You understand me? I said, you understand me? You don't trip on my damn belt. That's a World Wrestling Federation Championship belt. You understand me? Do I make myself clear? You're about to jump off that stage, ain't you, boy? You can jump off, but that's about an $80,000 camera, so don't you dare break it, son, bitch. You understand me? That's right. It doesn't seem like I'm having a whole lot of luck winning these people over here in Nashville, Tennessee, so I think what I've got to do is understand the crowd a little bit better. So I come out here and meet some of the good folk in Nashville, Tennessee.
All right, so it's an off-the-air segment. This is an easy win for WrestleMania 38 for me.
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
Let me switch you back. I forgot to do that because that'll get annoying quick. Yes, that's an easy win. I am happy enough to put that through if everyone's in agreement and chat as well, I assume. Yeah, that's an easy one. Then, oh my God. McMahon 316, is that says, oh shit, I'm not
I just pissed my pants.
Yes. If I hover with the phone, it doesn't work. And then Austin promo on Bret Hart, which I assume is
Survivor 6. Might be 6, yes.
So,
fuck.
Let me check the Austin. Let me see, Bret. This is promo on Bret. You see, some of these are fucking long. So this one isn't too bad, actually. Okay.
What the hell is that all about, Brett? Ballet class.
Oh yeah.
Sparklers. What a load of crap. So Brett, you're coming back to continue a legacy. Stone Cold's gonna make your comeback a living hell. You can start begging for some mercy right now. Beg for mercy. You're not gonna find it. I think you're completely pathetic. You're the best there is, was, and ever will be, whatever. Son, you're looking at the best there is. Austin 316 rules. I will kick your pink and black ass all over the garden. I'm gonna end your legacy. You will beg for mercy. You know, Brett, the whole world knows that you quit the WWF because you lost to Shawn Michaels.
The pretty boy.
The boy toy. Kick your ass back to Canada. You couldn't face yourself and you damn sure couldn't face you
ran away in shame.
Beautiful. You should have
picked another time to come back, son.
No sexy
when the
boy.
Bell rings and it's time to get down to fitness, I'm going to take 7 years of frustration and being pissed off out on your ass. Think about it like this, Brett. You can finally go home, look yourself in the mirror, and get a little peace of mind because you will know you were indeed beaten by a real man.
Oh, baby. They don't good make stuff, them sad anymore.
Yep. This is the opposite one, the other one in the bracket. If people haven't seen it, I assume most people have seen this one.
Yeah, so where he does the Looney Tunes gun and he shoots the gun at Vince and the bang flag comes out.
And Vince pisses his pants.
Austin 316 says, I just, or McMahon 316 says, I just pissed my pants.
If Vince wasn't such a diddler, I'd be all for the piss my pants one.
But that sounds like he just probably got off on that, so.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Brett it is.
That Brett promo is too good.
It's so good. I'm going to say McMahon 316. Mm-hmm. But I flipped a coin in my head there. So I'll go with that one.
Boski, how you feeling?
Oh, it's tough. Probably going to go with McMahon 316.
Oh, baby.
I go Brett.
To all. Goes to chat.
To all.
How you feeling,
folks, in the chat?
For those that are listening back and are wondering what the situation is with the chat when it comes to these, if you go to our Twitter, it's at the AW Pod. You will find a link to our Discord if you can come join in the fun when we record all of these shows. And that's where you can take part in the chat for voting privileges. So, that's the AW Pod on Twitter. Come join us on Discord.
Mm. Nicely done.
Like, we got Brett as the winner in the chat.
Yeah, looks like Brett. That's fine by me. Either one was good there.
There was no bad choice.
No.
I think a lot of these, it's not going to be bad choices when it comes to half of these. Like, there's good shit all over.
Here we go for another one then. The Austin heel turn at WrestleMania 17 or the Smoking Skull belt debut?
Oh.
which was great. Vince ended up stealing it, and it is. So the Smoking Skull, correct me if I'm wrong, they stole the belt from him, awarded it to The Rock, and that whole thing played out from there. I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
That video is gone. Okay, that's what it was. That is no longer available from 6 months ago.
I got to quickly jump in. I'm going to say the WrestleMania heel turn. I know it wasn't great, and I think what happened afterwards wasn't great either, but just for
the moment,
the shock value of the what the fuck shit, you know, what
it was brave. It was really brave.
The commentary on it and everything. It's
JR losing his fucking mind.
It's the overall moment and feel and aura around it. Yeah. I know that I said the aftermath of it wasn't what they wanted it to be for one reason and another, but yeah, just for what it gave us for that moment. I have to.
Yep. I'm happy to go with the heel turn. How about you, Fitz and Nick?
I can't remember the skull belt at all, so I'm going to go for the heel turn.
I'm probably also going heel turn. So.
Cool.
The chat isn't happy about this, but...
No, I like the skull belt too. It was cool. I hate seeing it in recap packages now because they have to blur the fucking WWF logo and it ruins the whole fucking belt. Okay, so that's that. Attacks everyone with a chair. Next one then. Attacks everyone with a chair during random tag team match. So this is one of the times where he snapped and he would even show up on Heat and ruin all the matches on Heat with stunners and then leave again. A great time. Versus the King of the Ring, Austin 316 speech. Oh, so if you would all like to say Austin 316, we'll move right on.
I mean, it's pretty obviously going to be that way. But I do want to shout out the amazing randomness of that time.
Yeah, so we're so good.
Randomly just come in and attack people randomly. But 100% has to be 316 speech.
There was one I watched in slight preparation. Was it a build-up to 98 Royal Rumble? Where he painted a target on his chest and told them that you can come and get me, but I'm going to hit you first. And that was another one of the times where he would show up randomly in matches and beat the shit out of everyone and leave. Fucking brilliant. So Austin 316 goes straight through there. There's a nice tasty little match in the semifinal or in the quarterfinals.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
Or the last 16, I should say. So Austin and the beer truck. Or is it Austin throws beer at Kurt Angle? Am I reading this wrong?
Yes, this is Austin throws beer at Kurt Angle, so it's different than the beer truck.
It's not the beer. Okay, yeah. Beer so truck. Austin throws beer at Kurt Angle. I'll need to be reminded about that one, which one that is. And then a classic. Austin destroys The Rock's brand new car, the Cadillac.
Yeah.
So let's see. Let's find this Kurt Angle thing. Throws beer at Kurt Angle. That's a 7-minute video. Yes. Does anyone have a TLDR on this? I'm scrubbing through the video.
Since I watched this.
Let me see here. Oh, yeah. No, so Austin's cutting a promo. Kurt interrupts. And then Austin just starts walking up the ramp, throwing beer cans at Kurt Angle on SmackDown with the old set. Yeah, there's no real audio.
The old loop set and everything. Yeah,
I get
flashbacks.
Yeah, so it's the truck.
It's the car.
Yeah, the car. Sorry, the car. Yeah, absolutely.
The car.
Okay, so, this is good. Vince McMahon addresses Team WWF before the invasion. And then Austin stuns Vince for the first time. Fuck's sake.
Ooh, magic of the cup.
Magic of the cup. Coventry and this today in the magic of the cup stage. The address was so good. So let me see here.
Can you play the address?
No. There's another thing from the invasion that's way better that I'm hoping is in here. The old Stone Cold.
Oh, the old Stone Cold's in there. The old Stone Cold's definitely in there. Yeah.
Yes. So this isn't that. So I'm happy to say the first stunner is my vote.
I'd say so too. Yeah. I mean, the invasion thing was great because he was just repeating every line that Vince did and it was great. But I think it's the first horrible stutter.
Vince Cell. It's so bad.
Oh, good stuff. Are we in agreement on the stunner then?
I'd definitely go that way now. I think 4-0.
Yeah.
Oh, this is fucking awful. The next one as well. Oh, there's so many good ones. So Austin, when he was a heel, playing guitar for McMahon backstage, some fucking great segments came from that. Versus, I think, a dark horse for the winner. Austin Booker T in the supermarket.
Oh,
two fantastic bits.
Austin Booker. Austin Booker.
It has to be Austin Booker.
It's Austin Booker.
Those guitar segments were amazing.
The guitar segment has been robbed here. Robbed.
It has. It got really unlucky in the draw.
Yeah.
Need the price check on a jackass.
Price check on a jackass. Oh, good times. Next one now. Two very, very different moments. This is when he went more into comedy. So the bedpan, the famous thing where Dr. Austin shows up and beats Vince with the bedpan.
The story around how that came about. Foley tells the story brilliant of how Austin's just standing there off to the side with a bedpan trying to find the sweet spot.
Oh, shit. Kevin Kelly is in my ear here. Versus Pillman's Got a Gun.
Oh, fuck me.
Definitely yes. different vibes.
So I think this one warrants some audio if I can find the part I'm looking for here. Live via satellite from the home of Brian Pillman in So Kevin Kelly is in Brian Pillman's house right now, presenting live. We're just outside his house. Stone Cold Steve Austin. Welcome everyone to Monday Night Raw. So let's see here. This is what Austin shows up. Not much audio to speak of here. 7 minutes long.
Austin outside. He's been making his way around all the way to the back of the house, screaming and yelling, Pillman's got this pistol out, and I don't know what the hell is going on here. This is ridiculous. Pillman's got this... What the hell is that?
Austin's in the house. They're breaking through the glass.
Does somebody call the police?
He's let himself in the back door. Pillman points the gun. The feed goes black.
Oh.
They got in so much shit over this, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah, they got a mess with it.
Network didn't even know about it, wasn't it? So they would have gotten all the shit. They never told the network.
It was taped at the time, wasn't it? The whole show at the time. So, yeah.
But yeah, they never told the network this was coming. Fuckity balls.
That boying with the bedpan.
They're so different. Yeah.
Boying is.
I mean, the bedpan is iconic.
It is.
I'm going bedpan, but just.
Yeah.
I think it's
I can't
like, hate us, for these I can't even be a
4-0. So I'm going to say Pillman.
That's fair. Give it a vote.
I just don't want it to be a 4-0 on that. I think a 4-0 would be way too harsh.
Yeah. So then, next up, Austin and Tyson. So good. You ruined it. So good. Versus Austin challenges Bret Hart for the first time. So let's remind ourselves of the Bret Hart first challenge. Fucking ad block. I mean, my YouTube premium. fucked it. You ruined it. Back to stream audio. So let's just get past this. So Brian Pillman is interviewing Austin.
Mark Merrill is a complete piece of trash.
Wow. Mark Merrill catching strays.
True story.
Also true story.
I think my record against him speaks for itself.
I agree.
Looking beyond me being the next Intercontinental Champion, I'd like to take this chance to get something off my mind that's been eating at me for a long, long time.
Please go right ahead, Steve.
I'd like to use this chance to issue a challenge against one Bret the Hitman Hart.
What?
He's telling the crowd to shut up.
I'm the best there is. I'm the best there was. And I'm the best there ever will be.
I
can't believe what Austin's saying. Look at Pillman. He looks upset.
Yeah, Pillman, Bret Hart, that whole it's Tyson and Austin.
Yeah, it's good. Tyson, Austin.
Yeah. Cool. More of a moment than one of these ones that last forever, I guess. But look, it's in
WrestleMania 14, man. That turn.
Yeah.
Good shit.
Oh, no.
I just had the next one, Steve.
The greatest wrestling promo of all time. ECW superstar Steve Austin versus the Beer Bat. Why?
Remind me of the first one again.
Promo. Play that promo.
So let me see. Okay, I'm just going to say it. I might play the whole thing here. Yes, it might be the whole thing. Have I changed the audio back? I don't know.
Test.
Let's find out together.
You're good.
It's a pain in the ass, but there we go.
There you go.
When Eric Bischoff, it's really low. Secretary,
then you go, I've got this great idea I can do with Hulk.
That's a bad version. It's a bad version.
And he proceeded to fire me over the phone. I thought a big cloud was lifted off the career of Steve Austin. Because gone were the days where I'd go up to someone and say, hey, what about me and Sting? We got this big thing going. How about the cage? And someone says, no, baby, that's for somebody else. We're just going to keep you right where you're at right now.
Dusty Shade.
How about me and Savage, man? I got this great idea, man. He comes in. He's got the Slim Jim deal. Well, hell, I got... No, Steve, that's for somebody else, baby. Then you go... I've got this great idea I can do it with Hulk Hogan. I'm going to be the Steve-O-Maniac, and we're going to take this thing all the way because Hulk Hogan, Hulkamania, was the biggest thing to ever come down to wrestling's pike. And they say, no, it's not for you, brother. You can't do that. We're going to keep you right where you are. I said, how about me and Brian get back together? The Hollywood Blondes, it was the best tag team to come along in 10 years. And they say, no, Steve, we need you in a singles role, man. We need you to do this. We're going to put the U.S. title on you, and then we're going to take you here. And then you're the number one contender, so then you get this world title shot. Well, all that never happened.
Well, it goes on and on.
With an 18-year-old German kid, give him 7 good minutes. Let the people see what he can do.
The Alex Wright slander is, of course, what brings this promo down.
They say what you eat. In WCW, they didn't feed me nothing but garbage. So I let myself become garbage. I became complacent with everything that they said. As long as Big Ted kept sending in the checks, maybe I wasn't happy with what was going on, but I became complacent.
Let's get to the big part at the end.
It's a big deal.
Here it is, I think.
It's what I do best. It's what I do better than anybody in the world. Dean Malenko, Eddie Guerrero, they got the big send-off. Tears were in everybody's eyes. It was a big deal. All Steve Austin got was a good swift kick in the ass as Bischoff hung up the phone and left me high and dry.
I love it. And then he goes on to the people that aren't there to hold him back anymore. It is fucking brilliant.
And now we move on to liars.
Yes, pretty much. It is the Golden Cleric Award. It's amazing. Beer Bath is iconic. My vote is the ECW promo. I'm going to golden buzzer it.
Oh.
It's my only chance. It's my golden buzzer for the ECW promo. It's important to me.
Beer Bath is iconic.
It sure is. It's the worst draw I could have gotten outside of Tyson and Austin. So that's my only shot. You can do whatever you want with it. I'm just going to do it.
I can't tell you you're wrong.
It was so, they're both such good fucking spots. God damn it.
I know.
God damn randomizer.
You have a golden buzzer that you have to use or lose in the first round, as per what we decided at the start. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more matches in this round. So you feel free to counter it. I won't hold it against you. I totally get it. Not in a Gordo way where I'll definitely get you back later. In an actual way, I won't mind. I just have to fight my corner at it. I don't mind what happens.
Well, Stephen, if I find out that you're out to try and get me later on.
Oh, I'm not. Don't worry. Your time is coming, but not this one. Not this one. I need something that's really, really important to you, and then I'll get you.
Well, this is really important to you.
Best Assassin's Creed games where I get all the golden buzzers.
Like that's just not fair.
I'm going to hold on to mine anyway. I'm going to vote for Beerbat, but I'm going to hold on to my buzzer.
Fair. No, it's you still have a buzzer after this, just so we're clear, so everyone's aware of the rules. Cool.
Oh, cock. I don't know what I want to save it. I don't think I can fight it. I don't think I can fight this one.
Are you voting Beerbat, though, just as your vote?
I'm voting Beerbat, but I don't think I can fight. I don't think I can fight the golden buzzer.
Yeah, I'm voting Beerbat as well, but I'm not buzzering.
Cool. Okay, 3-1, cool. But ECW promo goes through.
These are two very strong moments. Up against another incredibly strong moment in the next round. It's a winner's bracket type situation here.
That's the bastard of a fucking section, basically.
Yeah. Well, there's a hell of a match next round. Okay. Let's see here. Austin stuns Lesnar and Goldberg, I assume in the match at WrestleMania 20. And Austin drives a Zamboni to the ring, also amazing.
It's got to be
the vehicle era of Austin was incredible.
And that was on in like the space of like a month. He just had a different vehicle every week.
Zamboni, I'm in agreement.
Yeah, Zamboni.
He had, our Funko have brought out a special Austin on a Zamboni set.
Oh, nice.
It's not out in Ireland yet, but when it does, I shall be acquiring that. Also, boys. Zamboni.
The next one.
God.
One of my favorite parts of every B show is that moment where a certain bracket hits you and you just go, oh no. It's honestly a highlight of every one of these shows for me, just that moment of realization, like, oh fuck.
I'm glad we had a couple of matches there that we were able to vote on very quickly, because we're going to be here for a while on this one. Austin's first title win, WrestleMania 14 against Michaels, with that incredible finish.
Okay.
Versus the old Stone Cold coming back to beat up the Alliance.
Sorry.
I think we have to play the old Stone Cold clip. I know it's probably his entrance music.
Absolutely.
We're going to have to hit that at some point.
That got me so good that I'm after getting the nervous giggles. Oh,
good Lord. Let's see here. The pop of the fucking century as well. So let's just get this set right. Boom, boom. Okay. Crowds just fucking heaving as well. There's just no room to move in there.
This crowd has come absolutely unglued. The whole game changed from after God here. The Texas Rattlesnake is on fire. Austin is leading TWW.
Canyon was in there.
Hold on.
Austin is going to lead us into invasion. And my God, I like our chances better now.
JR sign-offs on Raw were all so good. Let me switch back.
Just about to say that. JR's commentary, oh.
When JR is on, it just makes everything better.
Yeah.
He's walking, he's talking. I love that.
That was right when I was properly getting into wrestling. That's like an iconic moment from my childhood, is the old Stone Cold. My parents will tell you, like, where I used to be, after that, I was going around the house screaming, the old Stone Cold is back, the old Stone Cold. Chicken, I'll tell you, too, because we were...
That was only last week.
He was shouting that in the fucking spare room here last night.
But before that as well, like, there was the whole thing when Austin was in a bar nearby and Vince had to go and visit him, and he was watching the show in the bar, and he broke the pool cue on the edge of the bar thing. To make it back to the arena, beat the living piss out of fucking Shane Helms with the end of a pool cue, made it out, so the crowd knew he was coming, and it was just built to this beautiful moment. Oh, that's first title win. The finish is so good. Countered two super kicks, spinned them around, boom, stunner.
Just night, flush, night. Bang, quick sell, gone, done. Yeah. So good. I don't think that's the word. I don't remember the rest of the match being great, but that close of it is just chef's kiss.
I'm going to say the old Stone Cold.
I'm leaning that way, I think. I don't know. Am I?
Pain.
Yeah. Pain.
Fitz, just a record for scores.
Golden Buzzer. WrestleMania 14, please.
I'm countering that golden buzzer with the awesome call.
I knew you would.
So the reason I kept my buzzer from earlier, because I knew this match was coming up.
Yeah, you have to do it. You have to fight your corner sometimes, even if you know you're going to lose. But yeah.
WrestleMania 14 is the best WrestleMania of all time.
It's not. There you go. You're allowed your opinion, even if it's wrong.
Are we happy to say the old Stone Cold then?
Yeah,
going through. Yeah,
counteracts the buzzers. Counteract and 3-1 is the score.
Cool, cool. Ooh. So that's one of the most famous Austin pops. The other one is this one: Austin interfering for Foley's first title win on Raw, where the roof nearly came off the fucking building. And then the other one against Tough Enough, where Austin reacting to that girl's favorite match of all time, which was Melina and Alicia Fox.
We'll have another golden buzzer, please.
Well, guess who still has his golden buzzer?
Oh, God, no, don't do it.
The crowd, the audience, the chat.
I mean, there is a chance that we end up with the old Stone Cold versus the Mankind pop somewhere down the line here, which is going to be impossible.
Or we could end up with the old Stone Cold against Tough Enough Melina and Alicia Fox.
Well, Austin interferes, Foley wins the title for me.
Same, yeah.
Yeah. Mrs. Foley's baby boy.
Can I please have the audio of the Alicia Fox and Melina?
Oh, gosh.
I need that in my life right now.
Okay, let me see. Can I find it? Because it is about to go out, so we might as well... spelling, Stephen. Yes. Make sure of it. Oh, no. What the fuck is going on? Right. I'm getting real annoyed switching this. Thankfully,
it's a five-second one.
What's your favorite match?
My favorite match was with Melina and Alicia Fox.
It's the hands.
Who?
Who?
Oh, good stuff. So yes, the Mankind Austin pop for me.
Yes, naturally.
Yeah, I think it's 4-0. Yeah.
Is it though?
Unless Gardo is
he's
going to
do it, isn't he?
What's that sound?
Oh, Jesus, my Gardo. God.
It's the sound of me not using my golden buzzer.
I was about to make some promises to the chat to help us out.
How many more matches do I have to use?
Three.
Three
more. Okay. Thank you.
These are good ones too. Oh my god. Right. So Austin versus Brett, WrestleMania 13, right? Speaks for itself.
Double turn.
Austin, Vince, and Angle have hats backstage.
Oh.
Okay, so in the interest of time, I love the hat era, but I'm going Austin Brett, obviously.
It has to be. I mean, it was an iconic moment for both of their careers, and it made Austin what he is. But hats was fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember the time I had a hat?
I did. That's where it was modeled after, was there. It was Kurt Angle's hat.
Yeah.
Good Jack Swagger.
So we're going Austin Brett?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah, it has to be.
Next match then. Two matches remaining for Gordo's Golden Buzzer and Chat Golden Buzzer. CEO Stone Cold's first day on the job, where he just kept his normal attire, but he put a tie around his neck.
Did you say CEO?
CEO.
Should ever say this one, who's going to debut in AEW in 5 months' time at the World's Worst Music?
5 months' time, yep. You heard it here first. I'll give you 100% guarantee that's going to happen. Then versus Austin stuns Regal for reading Hamlet. That is of its time. Good lord. Let me see here. I am going to find, I have it here in front of me, but I'm going to do the switcheroo here so we can play it. Boop, ba-doop, boop, boop, boop.
Wait a minute. Hello! My name is Stephen William Regal, and I have come from Great Britain to become a goodwill ambassador to you. Join along if you wish. Thank you.
The joy of literature? You like to read Who's Shakespeare? There?
Nay, answer me. Stand and unfold yourself. Long live the king. Bernardo, he come most carefully upon your hour.
Well, that ain't Shakespeare. That's a Pixar's rattlesnake. Yeah, that's Victor to say that. Don't call Steve Austin. Probably think Shakespeare's an African dance or something. And then William Regal.
Oh my god. Did you hear that line from Jerry Lawler? Christ. Okay, I'm not going to say it, so I'm just going to say, listen closely.
Don't go, Steve Austin. Probably think Shakespeare's an African dance or something. And then William Regal some.
Good Lord.
Shakespeare reading is. Don't tell intermission, shall we say.
There we go. I just discovered a deep Jerry Lawler cut that I wish I hadn't heard, and there you go. Holy fucking Christ. Okie dokie. CEO for me.
Yeah, it's going to be CEO. There's two different videos of CEO. So it's a double clip business, but it was so good. Just good stuff.
And then we have the last match. 63 stitches for Mark Merrow versus Cement into the Corvette. And the answer is Cement into the Corvette.
Yeah, I have to use my golden buzzer anyway, so Corvette.
You might as well use it, yeah.
Yeah.
Job done. Right, so now we're going to be moving at rapid pace from here. The first round's always the one that takes the longest. Now we've had the things we didn't remember too well or we want to listen back. We've already had all that.
What? There is a chat buzzer in play too, don't forget.
Oh, good Lord.
Now, is the chat in agreement? Are we...
Yeah, it has to be... We don't have that here, do we? Oh, we do, yeah.
We do, yeah.
What the hell is
this one? If two of the chat don't agree, then it can't be used.
We're going to have to listen to this, because I didn't think anyone would be passionate about this one, but here we go.
Cold Steve Austin. Now in their first matchup, Austin handed Merrow his first loss, and Merrow handed Austin a split lip with numerous stitches.
63 stitches, Mark Merrow. That's what it took to close up the gash in my mouth. You're gonna pay. You're gonna pay dearly, son, for every single one of those stitches, too. If Sable even thinks about sticking her nose in the ring, I'll knock her flat on her can as soon as I would you, and you can mark my words, because I am Stone Cold Steve Austin.
It sounds very different there.
Where he had all the candy for the boys.
Yeah.
Very early Austin Stone Cold days.
Yes. He has golden buzzered it, but what's the verdict?
I mean, Gordo's Golden Brothers countered it, so it's down to our votes. So,
okay. Sure. I missed that part. Okay, perfect.
I just to clarify, I think people were confused. There was two kartings. Obviously, the Smet and Corvette for this one. The one we had earlier was not Smet and Corvette. It was Monster Truck Destroying Rock's Car.
Indeed.
Just to clarify the difference, because I think someone mentioned Smet in the chat, I remember earlier, and I was like, oh, wait, no, it's a different one.
Different story. Cool.
So here we are. Last 16, then. There's going to be some spicy matchups here. First up, WrestleMania 38, Austin's return against Kevin Owens versus the promo we heard earlier. That really cut in kind of promo, the cinematic promo, you could say. Austin on Bret Hart from Survivor Series 96. Duffy.
I'm going to get a vote and start and say the Kevin Owens, the WrestleMania return, just because it was surreal. Like, it was Austin
and
wrestling.
Was so good, too.
Yeah,
I'm gonna weigh by in that. Plus, I wasn't watching at the time for the Bret Hart promo. I mean, if I was, I'd have a bit more nostalgia for it. But yeah, I'm gonna go 38.
It's a very good promo. It's really well shot, really well produced, and everything. But I have to go purely because Kevin Owens' match was. It's like, how is Steve Austin doing this?
Like our super secret production chat. Our super secret production chat is normally. It's normally on the go, especially during like Mania and any of the bigger pay-per-views. Similar thing with Rumble and all that. But like that night, all of us were just like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck are we watching here? You know, it was a great night for the parish, a great night for the super secret production chat, a great night for wrestling as a whole. Yeah, I think it's hard to go against Mania.
Fitz, your thoughts?
I can roll in all behind that. I think Kevin Owens' Mania match was iconic for all the right reasons.
Yeah, backdrop on the floor as well, on the fucking floor.
Yeah, he was taking bumps that were like, what the fuck is he doing here? Like,
yeah. And his first match in 19 years at that point, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Fucking crazy.
Insane.
That one goes through. And just a reminder on Golden Buzzers, you have this round and the next round to use it. So you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You've got 10 more matches to use this. 8, 9, 10. Yeah. There we go. Perfect. Austin heel turn, Mania 17 versus Austin 316 says, I just whipped your ass, King of the Ring.
Has to be the 316 speech. It just does. It's the start of 316 of Austin Stone Cold, proper 316. Yeah.
Yep. Here on 316 day, I say we put it through.
If we're talking the iconic Austin, it has to be realistically.
Yeah. Liquid Austin, this. Liquid Austin. 316 goes through.
I will be voting 316 on every round that it is in because it is Steve Austin.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely one of the easy front runners for the whole thing. Like,
oh, absolutely.
Before we even jumped on here, I was like, yeah, that's probably going to be the contender, one of the ones to beat. So
yeah, before we go any further, where are you thinking, what's the winner in your head right now?
I mean, it's going to be hard to beat 316 speech in general, but I think it's probably going to be between that and Austin Tyson for me are probably the two top.
Yeah.
See, even Bold I would say WrestleMania 14 was the best.
I'm thinking Austin 316 speech, Austin Tyson, and either one of the enormous pops, Old Stone Cold or Mankind.
Yeah.
You know, honorable mention for me, just because I got to definitely vote strongly for it. I think it's going to be the supermarket.
Yep. Well, we'll move on then. Austin destroys The Rock's brand new car. Clarification, as Nick said, this is the monster truck one.
That's the monster truck.
Versus Austin stuns McMahon for the first time. We're into pure 100% iconic videos here now.
Stuns McMahon.
Yeah. It's the start of the best feud of all time.
Yeah. Yeah, agreed. Yep. Tough one there. But it isn't the best destroying car that you're going to hear in this round. this is a great matchup. The slapstick comedy has come together.
They ended up together. This is,
Austin Booker T in the supermarket versus the bedpan, Austin and McMahon. I'm going Austin Booker T.
You had the slurp.
How long it lasted and how funny it was. And
yeah. You have one of the best early Austin comedy bits against probably the best Austin comedy bit.
Yeah.
I have to go supermarket. It's a lot of nostalgic value for myself. And yeah, that was around the time where my sister was watching wrestling for the first time, and I can still remember her bursting herself laughing watching every second of that. So yeah, for me, it's got a bit of nostalgia to it. So yeah, supermarket all day.
Yeah.
If that happened now, it'd be the thing that would just be like super, super viral. Just
yeah.
Random people that have never watched wrestling would be talking about this. It's that sort of shit thing that I
It was essentially the Hardy broken universe of its time.
Yeah.
With regards to,
it's not a bad show.
With regards to it going viral with people that would normally have absolutely zero interest in anything wrestling related.
Yep. Put the supermarket through.
Yep.
Oh, baby.
4-0.
No. Here we go again. The ECW promo that we played earlier, snippets of, versus Austin and Tyson. Well, it's Tyson and Austin, isn't that the
Tyson, and Austin. And Austin.
Tyson and Austin. Tyson and Austin. Well, well shit.
Well, fuck. we've gone from
one ECW promo. Yeah.
We've gone from one extreme to the other. You know, go from the slapstick section to the fucking badass moments right here, like,
yeah, right.
I'll start it out. I'm gonna go Austin Tyson, but not just in Austin's career, but in WWE's
winning the
Monday
moment.
Night Wars. This was just a huge moment.
It was a huge turning point. Even I will not, golden buzzer the ECW promo here.
No,
it is my favorite promo ever, but
had a nice run, and it's a phenomenal promo.
It came up against the beer bat and Austin and Tyson. Like, for fuck's sake, where's fucking random shit like Mark Mero and all that? We could have had a little run here. Shit, yeah, Austin and Tyson.
Justice for ECW promo.
Justice for ECW promo. All right, put it out of its misery.
Yeah, I think it's got to be Tyson and Austin. Tyson and Austin.
So Austin and the Zamboni versus Austin Returns, the old Stone Cold and the Alliance.
Oh,
fucking hell.
We're getting into the series in this round.
I got old Stone Cold.
The old Stone Cold. Oh, what a match coming up next. Good Lord.
Yeah, it's old Stone Cold.
Yeah,
I think I'm so. Through, even if I was on the fence, it's going through just because of what the next match will be.
Yeah.
I want to see this happen.
Friendships Austin will be ended over this fucking show.
That's the reason I'm not using my golden buzzer until we get around that way.
Yeah, we're going to need him. Austin interferes, the Foley title win, super, super pop, versus Austin and Brett. Oh my God. Austin Brett Mania 13 double turn.
I'm going to. Because I love both of them, I'm going to go with my gut. And I'm just going to say, my gut instinct when you read the two of them out straight away said, go to double turn.
Think of what that moment was, though. This is the first time they'd beaten WCW in 83 weeks, famously. Because Tony Schiavone said, that'll put a lot of butts in seats. And then everyone changed the channel.
Yeah, but that's an iconic Schiavone moment more than an iconic Austin moment.
No, I just mean in terms of the war.
That was huge.
That was the turning point for WWF that night.
It was. Yeah. It was a ridiculous shift. Like,
for me, the pop for Austin was insane. It was Foley's moment. It wasn't an Austin moment. It wasn't a Austin moment. It was a Foley moment. So I'm probably going to go to double turn.
I will go Austin, Foley.
I think I'm still in on the double turn.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Sorry to disappoint you folks, but I am going also for the double turn.
3-1.
There you go. Oh,
like, we're splitting hairs with a lot of these. That's a tough loss.
But it
really is a splitting hairs moment. Like, it's.
Yeah.
This Good is a Lord. Very unusual B-show format because we're not really disagreeing with each other.
No,
we're
more so
saying we like one thing more than we like the next thing, but we like both of them.
There's no passionate, I hate that thing that you like type stuff that we have.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's different levels of admiration as opposed to, it's unlike us. I hate that I don't hate you guys right now. You know,
we'll get the last 16 out of the way then. Yeah, it's coming. The last match of the last 16 is CEO Steve Austin's first day on the job versus Cement into the Rock's Corvette?
It was McMahon's Corvette.
Or McMahon, sorry. McMahon's Corvette, sorry. Think of the other one.
Cement.
Yeah, Cement.
Cement. Yeah.
Yeah. It's
the pop.
Too good.
Not the crowd pop, the actual window popping. The actual
popping. Yeah, yeah. Which they didn't plan for. They weren't expecting that. Which just makes it even better. It's like, oh, fuck, okay.
And I love the fact they still have the car.
Really?
Yeah, they still have it, yeah.
I suppose they had to pay all that money, they might as well have kept it. Right, here we go. Quarterfinals, there's some spicy, spicy matchups. The beginning and the end. How has this happened?
Oh, it's perfect.
So Austin 316 says, I just kicked you or just whipped your ass versus Austin's last match, his actual last match, WrestleMania 38, Kevin Owens.
Oh, baby.
That is kismet.
Oh, boy.
Oh. This makes me sad that I have to choose.
Yeah, I don't want either of these to go. Austin 316, I just whipped your ass, is so iconic. It launched the career of the biggest star in the history of the business.
Biggest selling t-shirt of all time.
Yeah.
Bullet Club?
But
hey, fuck you, Hot Topic.
Yeah, I'm going to, I hate to see it go. Because I loved it so much, made me feel like a kid again, much like watching Sting coming down from the rafters a few weeks ago. But Austin 316, or the 316 speech goes through for me.
Yeah.
Remember, we all on Golden Buzzer.
I think we're on the same page here, though. I think
Cool. But it's true.
Good Lord. Austin stuns Vince McMahon for the first time versus Austin and Booker T in the supermarket. Fuck's sake.
I am not dicking around. Golden Buzzer Supermarket.
Oh.
Wow.
I'm fucking spicing this thing up. I'm not going
to wait to see where we're voting.
I don't even give a flying fuck.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I wasn't going to fight
you. I won't counter it. Yeah, I'm not going to counter it.
I probably would have went the other way voting wise, but yeah, I'm not going to Golden Buzzer the other way.
Yeah, voting wise, I perhaps would have just strayed towards the stunner, but yeah.
I love the stunner and everything. It's phenomenal, but I love the supermarket too much.
Yeah,
and it's a segment that just keeps, when I think of Austin, one of the first segments that pops into my head,
yeah,
along with likes of Austin 316, the old Stone Cold, probably the third one that pops into my head is the supermarket.
Him beside the fridges with the carton of milk. Yeah. Gets me every time.
That's
fucking brilliant. Oh, good stuff. Right. Well, that's Booker T, Austin gone through.
This Steve saying cheers to you boys.
Do you know what? I'm coming back to this one. We'll do the other match first. Austin and Brett Mania 13 double turn versus Cement into the Corvette. It's the double turn at Mania 13, I assume. Or not.
It's a tricky one. I'm not sure which way I'm going on this one.
I'm surprised. I thought that was the only one we would be quick on. Interesting.
I'm just thinking the drag effort tension. I've also got double turn, but you know, yeah.
Yeah. So we got 2-0 double turn, just so we know where our cards are on the table.
You know, just to throw a bit of a cat among the pigeons, I'm gonna go Corvette.
Oh, it would be, that's the thing.
We have already gotten rid of kind of all the other, like, that as I said, that month of random vehicle type stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
We've gotten rid of all the rest of them. So this is kind of the last one left in the brackets of those moments.
There's still some Austin comedy in there.
You're welcome.
Fitz, do you want to turn? Yeah, okay.
I'm going to turn.
Coward.
I was going to say, do you want to make it interesting and send it to the chat and see what happens? But it's done now. It's in the record books. It's too late.
Chat to go turn as well.
Yeah.
Moral of the story, never trust the chat.
So no golden buzzers apart from Gordo were used in those two rounds.
Nope. So they're all available for this last one.
I regret
leaving it
nothing.
For this one.
I regret
Austin
nothing.
And Tyson on Raw. Austin and Tyson on Raw versus the old Stone Cold returning to beat up the Alliance. Fight.
So the bigger moment is Austin Tyson, but my favorite moment is the old Stone Cold. So I'm gonna
I agree with you. I agree with every word you said there, but I'm not ready to vote yet. That's where I am.
Okay, how many times do we frequently vote the old Stone Cold?
Oh, chat golden buzzer has been presented to the chat. Should you wish to pick up on this, Tam and others, Chicken, whoever else is there, do your own behind the chat golden buzzer of the old Stone Cold here. We'll leave that there for people to read or for people to get back to us on.
Chickens agree.
Agree. Okay. Oh,
maybe. And as I said to folks earlier, if you want to get in on this action, go to twitch.tv/DAW pod and find a link to our Discord. Come join us and you'll be able to vote in the next B show when we go live with all this. So please check
whenever
us out.
Whenever we have another B show.
Whenever we have another one. We should probably get a couple in the can coming into the summer so that we have
backups.
This is the last free one. The rest of them are going on our Patreon that we're setting up just to fund my wedding. The old Stone Cold. So they're in agreement. The chat have agreed with Golden Buzzer and the old Stone Cold.
Oh, Lord.
There are three golden buzzers here. Still out. Still ready to go.
Well, you know, since I don't have a golden buzzer, I'm just going to get my vote out of the way so you can fight it out properly. I'm going to also vote for the old Stone Cold.
Right. So now, the only thing that can save Austin Tyson is a golden buzzer. Because it's 3-0. And Fitz, just out of interest sake, where are you on this?
I think I'm on the old Stone Cold, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Well, just for the record, will we all golden buzzer then, just to get rid of all our golden buzzers and have it be our first four quadruple golden buzzer?
Golden buzzer, Austin and Tyson.
What does it even mean, Basil?
Are you throwing them for Austin and Tyson?
Fuck
it. Well, I mean, if you're going to counter this, because I'm happy for Austin.
I'm countering, yes. I'm also trying.
Okay, I'm doing it then. But I will take it back if this blows up in my face. Austin and Tyson golden buzzer.
Oh, you have an opportunity to do the funniest thing in the history of this podcast.
Golden buzzer.
Your golden buzzer. Okay.
Unless Vince decides to change it and switch things up again.
Golden buzzer.
For which?
The old Stone Cold.
Yeah. Okay. There we go.
I was like, oh, wait, is he fucked this? Is he long game? So we had a four golden buzzer round there, the highest of all time.
I was hoping for someone to take some of the heat off me when it comes to B show voting shenanigans, but fuck it.
Here we go. Semi final time then. The Austin 316 speech versus Austin and Booker T in the supermarket. And this one pains me.
Ooh.
And there's no more golden buzzers. It's just missionary now.
Great shot to the finish, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
We've already discussed both of these at length. So we're good in terms of explaining this and all that. It's more, which one do you think? What's your heart telling you more than anything else?
I love both.
Is it too on the nose for the 316 speech to win this? That's kind of...
I mean...
We'll see. It might not. I will put it to the final in my vote. I will say the 316 speech. I will see from there.
As much as I love the Austin Booker supermarket brawl, I can't in good conscience vote for over the 316 speech.
I am fuck.
You are fuck.
Yeah.
Yes, I am very much fuck. Fuck. Bollocks.
Don't want to put you out of your misery because I'm voting for 316.
What? Fine. Well, I'll go in the supermarket.
There we go.
I can't leave it go out on a 4-0. I feel too passionate about it. Leave it go out on a 4-0.
Oh, and I forgot to put the third place player bracket in. Whoops. Oh, well.
All right, yeah, we can do it anyway.
Austin
returns to beat up the Alliance, the old Stone Cold, versus Austin and Bret at Mania 13.
Ooh,
fuck
baby.
My life.
Now this is a 50-50 call.
No, so I don't want to be the last one left voting, so I'm going to say the old Stone Cold. And I love that Mania 13 match and everything that came before and after. However.
Steve likes the foreplay more than the action. He's about that storytelling.
That's it, yeah. Yeah, because Austin and Bret Hart would not be my type of match at all. It doesn't scream Steven at you when you see that lineup.
No.
I'd be more into that Zack Sabre Jr. nonsense now, personally. Austin and Bret is one of my all-time favorite matches.
If you could say to me, what would Steve like in a wrestling match? That match would be that match.
Yeah.
Hang on, this is a match for me.
Yeah. So trust me, I do not want to vote against this, but Austin, the old Stone Cold is just one of my favorite things that ever happened ever in wrestling.
Oh no, I understand that, but I need to put a massive fucking pause here, right, and talk about the fact that even in a fucking show where we're discussing Stone Cold Steve Austin, it's supposed to only be about Stone Cold Steve Austin, Steve still manages to get a shot at Zack Sabre Jr. in. That is impressive.
I am nothing if not consistent.
That is ridiculously impressive, even by your standards, sir. I am so fucking proud of you.
But thank you. So I'm going to pick. I don't want to be last one to make a decision on this. So I'm going out first and all Stone Cold. Sorry, Brett. Sorry.
The thing that has me really torn is it is.
That's in Brulia?
Well, it's okay. I'm going to see her in December. But it's how difficult it is to properly pull off a double turn, and to do one of this magnitude is next level.
At WrestleMania.
Yeah, like there's so much going for that match that it's really, that really hard to go against it. Like.
That was second from the top. What was the main event that year again?
Mania 13.
Probably.
Was it Undertaker? No, it would have been Shawn Michaels, wouldn't it? Shawn Michaels, Taker?
Taker Sid. Taker Sid, wasn't it?
Taker Sid, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And, was there not some fucking shit fucking like 10-man or 6-man tag or something broke it up? I don't think it was the main.
I thought they were the second match from the... No, okay, well, obviously
not. I think the Nation had a free fight or something, didn't they? Yeah.
The filler in between. Ahmed and Legion of Doom. Oh, Jesus.
Hey,
it's the Nation of Domination. We are the Nation of Domination. All right, fuck it. Let's go. One vote for the old Stone Cold.
Steve. Give me the old Stone Cold.
Two.
Both selected.
Anyone voting before? Make it interesting. Is there anyone going to vote for Austin and Bret here? And if so, do it now.
Timmy and Bo are both trying to drag out the tension out of this.
Yeah, pretty much. We're going to go old Stone Cold. It's 4-0. Okay.
Yeah, I was hoping someone would get left with it.
I'm beginning to see our future final ahead of us, and it's going to be a tough one.
Yeah.
Tam, I would have voted for Austin Brett up against almost anything else here. If this got to the final, I would vote it above the 316 speech. That's how strongly I feel about it. But I feel stronger about the old Stone Cold, unfortunately. Just got the magic of the cup, you know? It is what it is.
It always throws up one that just hurts. It stings the heart.
Yeah.
The
semifinals can be fucking cruel.
Yep.
So the third place playoff then is Austin Booker T in the supermarket or Austin and Brett, which is Austin and Brett.
Is it though?
Is it?
I'm going to go straight in supermarket because it shows. Because look, we've seen all the we have so many serious and badass Austin moments. One bit of representation for the kind of lighter side and the funnier side of him. He's been so good with all the fucking comedy things he's done down through the years. I want a strong showing from one of them. So yeah, I'm going to go third place.
The purists will eat us alive, Gordo. They're going to eat us alive.
Fuck it. I don't care. Eat me.
So we've got one all then.
I'm going to go Austin Brett. That double turn, I think, it was tough to make the choice in the last round, Andy. I think it's just too good a moment not to have it at least in third.
Fitz?
Hmm. I'm going to send it to the chat. Just
I knew he was going to do it.
There we go.
So it's two alls. It goes to the chat.
Fitz, I appreciate you.
So you're deciding between Booker T in the supermarket or Austin Brett. I know Tam's vote.
That was the last round Tam said that.
Yeah, but I just know he's definitely going to
be very surprised. Yeah, there we go.
Supermarket, one all.
Ooh, one all.
Oh, man. Chicken. So, Sean.
Sean, you know how you know full well that I really appreciate you.
and Liff is good. Feel free to join in the fun.
Sean, come on. You know how much I used to appreciate you.
Yeah, it's Austin Brett.
Austin Brett, number three.
Austin Brett, yep. Fourth place for Booker T. Third place for Austin and Brett.
Breaking my heart.
Yeah, that's good. I didn't think it'd make it as far as it did. I love it, but I thought other things. Like, what kind of a run did it have?
So Supermarket. It beat,
yeah, so it beat Playing Guitar for McMahon. It beat The Bedpan. It beat the first Stunner. And only lost to the 316 Speech.
To be fair, it was losing 3-1 to the Stunner if it wasn't for a golden buzzer. Let's be honest.
That's true, yeah. Hey, win's a win. We could have countered it. We didn't. Now, the final.
Oh, what a fucking line from Sean. Supermarket sweeps are only for TV. Respect. I'm back to appreciating you.
316 Speech versus Austin, the old Stone Cold, the return for the invasion angle. Fucking hell.
I mean, we have the two that we kind of expected at the start were going to be the.
Yeah, I mean, it's these two and the Tyson one, but
we Tyson already, Austin, yeah.
Also, Stone Cold already bet Tyson Austin, so.
Yeah.
Austin 316 says, I just whooped your ass.
So let's just go back and we'll review how they got here, right? I planned on playing the winner. So let's. Yes, I know. I know. That's the problem. Let me see. Ah, cheap bottle of Thunderbird. It's not on the list here, is it?
It should be. Definitely should be.
King. I'll find it there. I'll just YouTube it. It's fine. I got it here. Keeping things going. Talking into the microphone. So
talking into the thing. Then we're doing the thing.
Right up. Okay. Here we go.
The fourth prestigious King of the Ring, Stone Cold Steve Austin, an incredible victory.
The first thing I want to be done is to get that piece of crap out of my ring. Don't just get him out of the ring, get him out of the WWF. Because I've proved, son, without a shadow of a doubt, you ain't got what it takes anymore. You sit there and you thump your Bible and you say your prayers and it didn't get you anywhere. Talk about your Psalms. Talk about John 3:16. Austin 3:16 says, I just whipped your ass.
And there we go. It goes on from there. But let us continue with the final.
It was there. Boys, it was 9:25, but yes.
What are we saying?
Whew.
Chat, get your votes in as well, just in case.
Yeah, we may need help with this one. And also, if anyone thinks strongly one way or the other, tell us why. We can be bought and are swayed.
My vote can kind of be bought here, to be honest. Because I love both of them.
The inevitable final.
Yeah, they appeared on different sides of the brackets. I kind of was like, ooh, okay.
The randomizer, wink wink, Bo did a great job.
Legit randomized them. It just worked out pretty well.
Bullshit.
There was a couple of weak first round matches, so I wouldn't have had them as weak if it was not randomized. But anyway.
So it is the start of the character arc versus the fucking peak, like, of that character, like where roofs are coming off when he shows up randomly.
Yeah. Oh.
I would say the same for the old Stone Cold or any of those major pops.
I would have said the same for the supermarket.
What Tam said, sorry, for the people who are listening back to this, King of the Ring promo is iconic, enduring, will go on forever.
Agreed.
Which so is why I'm going to say the Austin 316 speech. Just.
As an iconic moment in my childhood that properly got me, hooked me, like kept me as a wrestling fan, I have to go to the Old Stone Cold.
One all.
I'm going to Austin 316.
Wrestling pictures.
Oh, all day long. Not even close.
Oh, fuck.
The exposure on those old photographs is incredible.
Isn't it?
Yeah. That just looks like a 90s photograph. You're like, what decade was this photograph taken in? The 90s. East Upside 316 is up against the old Stone Cold, Sean.
And it's currently 2-1 to Austin
2-1 to Austin 316. With Gordo to decide. And he could do the funniest thing ever.
The fate of the B-Show is in my hands.
Oh God, let Gordo do a
funeral. I could inject the B-Show with a lethal dose of poison.
A lethal dose of send it to the chat.
And right now, I think the chat is tied.
Ooh.
They're both losers.
We'll call it a draw. Good night, everybody.
you know what? In good conscience, I do think Austin 316 shades it for me. Both phenomenal. We said it from the start. These were the two probably before we jumped on, when we said if these are on opposite sides of the draw, it's probably the final. It ended up being the final. But Austin 316 launched the biggest star in the history of the business.
Yeah.
Like it's still to this day one of the best and most iconic promos of all time,
and simple too. Not much to it.
Mm-hmm. No, there's no. As much as I've enjoyed some of the stuff in the build up to this year's Mania, or will enjoy the build up to the stuff in this year's Mania, with a potential for The Rock to come back and cut 20-minute Twitter promos. No, that's just what I see. That's what I see possibly happening in 4 months' time. Yeah, no, I just the simplicity of it. It's just well thought out. Just bang, 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 and it just hits all the right notes. Yeah, I've got to go Austin 316.
Well, there it is.
Yep.
Austin 316 wins it as the most iconic moment, or best moment, or whatever the hell, whatever SEO I come up with to post this.
Greatest Stone Cold moment.
Greatest Stone Cold moment is that. You won't find many people that would disagree on that one.
No, I mean, like, I didn't vote for it, I'm not going to disagree with it either.
No, I'll be honest. I could have gone either way on that one. It just shaded it for me, as Gordo said as well. Just enough.
Steve Austin's Stone Coldest moment.
Nice. The most uncontroversial B show ever. Probably.
Nobody hates each other after.
Yeah, something wasn't right here. Just release this as an Arnold episode then. Look, do you know what? This is never getting released. You had to be there. For all the people that were waiting, well, you should have been in Discord. Gordo tells you every week. You weren't there.
You think these plugs are for nothing, dickheads?
But it does give me an idea for another B-show. We could go the other side of it and do The Rock's best moments as a B-show.
When's Rock Day?
Well, today is, you know, you could...
Could do it around about Mania time. No.
Yeah.
Could do it then. Yep.
We'll do it in advance of Rock Austin 4 next year.
Like I said before, if Austin is on this show and The Rock, you're insane if you don't do The Rock against Austin in some fashion. It is what it is. Scrap all these plans, Bloodline, Cody. You can do it another time. Austin on The Rock, right? Just do it.
Austin needs to finish his story.
Finish his story. Yeah, all right then. That is the long-awaited episode 316. That was supposed to be out 20 weeks ago, but here you have. Or 22 weeks ago, but here you have it. Thanks for being patient. And Gordo, you know, if they were to come back, where would they go?
I mean, I fucking told them earlier, but if you were to find us at the old Alleged Wrestling Podcast, we'll be on all your usual podcast apps, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, wherever you're listening now. If you come back, we have episodes. We have multiple episodes. We have hundreds of fucking episodes. Where have you been? But you'll also find us over on WrestlingSoup.com, along with the Soup Guys themselves and a load of other shows. So please make sure to spread some love over there, and make sure to also check out the Soup Guys over on Patreon. Also, shout out to our friends Canvas Theory, canvastheory.com. If you use the promo code AWP, you will get 10% off your entire order there. So please go check them out over there. As I said earlier, you will find us over on Twitter. It's at the AW Pod. Over there as well, you will find a link to our Discord. You can come join in the live fun. And when it comes to these B shows, which we'll hopefully be doing more in the build up to the summer, you will be able to help join us and, well, help join us. You'll be able to join us and help us with our voting. And you'll also be able to take part in the Golden Buzzer shenanigans. So please make sure to join us over there, and you'll also find us on Twitch most weekends and sometimes during the week. It'll be twitch.tv/theawp.
Indeed. And now I have to yawn. Great. After all that
audio
on until the very end, fuck's sake.
And if you have any other Stone Cold moments that we didn't cover in this, post them in the chat.
Indeed. I do think there's enough. Do we have 32 Rock moments?
I'm sure we do. Yeah, we can definitely find out. We'll start a trade and get people to start posting stuff in it.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? We could make it even better and make it controversial for fights. The best we haven't done the best Attitude Era moments yet.
Oh.
I know a lot of there will be a lot of double or level a lot of crossing over between this episode, but there's lots of stuff in there that didn't involve Austin that were also fucking amazing. So there's something there. Triple H, Rock, Undertaker, Michaels,
Kane's debut.
Oh, stop. There's so many. Jericho.
Just the Brood. No particular moment. Just the Brood.
Hardys, Dudleys, all that shit.
Paddy will row in hard for Naked Midian.
Naked Midian, probably, of course.
Probably bad phrasing on that one.
Choppy to pee-pee.
Chubby
Peepee.
Takamichi
Noko
being Chinese in the Royal Rumble that time.
Oh, God. Okay, so there's one. There's an idea. And we still have tag teams we haven't done. We've been talking about that one for a very long time. Years.
Okay, just to round out the Austin episode, best Austin team song, the third one or the other one?
Oh, God.
The original.
I think the original too, but it depends on the moment. Like the guitar solo is so much better in the Disturbed version.
Yeah, like that moment, the number two moment, the old Stone Cold. I think the Disturbed music makes that as well, though. I think that, like, if that was the regular one, well, yeah, it'd be good. I think just the impact. Yeah, the impact of the Disturbed one. It's just like it's chaos. So,
yeah. There is two versions of the old one, though. The old, old one is just, it's not as impactful. And then the later version of the old song is much better. So I'll say there's three of them, and I want the second one, not the Disturbed one. But I like the Disturbed one, too.
Oh, and Tam actually showed it. There was the one he turned heel, the
one. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, someone should have got fired for that.
What did you make of the Rock's mix up or the mashup last night of the Hollywood Rock?
Oh yeah, I popped for it.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. It just needed the "it's cooking."
Yeah,
it's good. Yeah, good stuff. Right, another B show in the books. Say good night, all.